Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
To another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest from San Jose State. Personally, I think he's one of the most sneaky defensive backs in this upcoming 2018 draft, and we all know that takes place April 26th in Dallas, Texas, Jerry World, and that's when things are going to get started. But none other than Andre Chasseré, the standout Spartans defensive back, a Mountain West dominant guy. Andre, we appreciate you stopping by the show tonight. Can you believe your teammates are getting ready for spring football and you're getting prepared for the national NFL draft?
You know, it's crazy. I was out there before our pro day and everything, and you know, I walk out onto the field and I see all the guys practicing. And I didn't think it was real. It felt weird not being down there practicing with everybody. But you know, it's crazy feeling. You know, getting ready for this next process.
Nice. And usually at this point, when we have you guys on this close to the draft and springtime's right around the corner, Andre, have you had that moment yet where you wake up in a cold sweat thinking that you're missing practice because you're so used to that routine?
You know, I think I have. When I was back down there about a week or so ago, you know, I wake up and I'm like, oh, man, I think I have practice today. You know, staying at the old apartment and everything. I kind of got that feeling again.
Awesome stuff. And before we get into all the abilities that you bring to the table and why you'll be making a living in the National Football League, you are a proud father. I know we had some shows.
Yes.
We were kind of trying to arrange some times, but everything went perfectly. So what's it like? And just talk about, you know, being a dad.
You know, it's a surreal feeling, especially, you know, coming around this time. I had my son right after the combine and right before our pro day. And, I mean, it all just timed out perfectly. I mean, it's just an unreal feeling. You know, for me, it's like I have someone, you know, that's dependent on me now. So, you know, it gives me that extra motivation in everything I'm doing. But, you know, my baby boy, he's healthy, and my girlfriend, she's doing just fine as well. So, you know, we're happy.
Nice. You're getting some good sleep. You're able to sleep at night?
You know, he keeps us up at night. He still doesn't have his days and nights understood yet. But, you know, he's keeping us up a little bit, but it's all good.
Nice. And you're keeping scouts up, I think, a little bit, Andre, with your skill set, because they got to watch this tape and say, how are we going to pass on this young man from San Jose State?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you more athletic than all the other kids? I mean, if you were on the field, were you scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Oh, yeah, man. Since I think all the way up until my 8th grade year, I was a running back. You know, I thought I could do it all. So, you know, every game I was putting up at least 3 or 4 touchdowns. You know, I was all over the place. It was kind of hard to miss me back then.
That's awesome. So kind of take us through. So you're this Pop Warner legend, scoring touchdowns hand over fist. You get to the high school level. I mean, how do you kind of start deriving from the running back position and kind of starting to trend towards that DB role?
You know, I hit a tiny growth spurt, and I got to about 5'10". And for me, I was just like, you know, I don't think I'm big enough or I could take these hits like that running backs take. So I think I'm going to transition over to a defensive back. And I did that my sophomore year of high school, and I started on varsity my sophomore year of high school. And then, I mean, haven't looked back ever since.
You have not looked back. And today's guest, Andre Chassere, has not looked back. The Spartan standout, All Mountain West, team captain, NFLPA invite. And you folks know these All-Star games are very critical. And he earned his invite to the NFLPA, and that launched him to an NFL Combine invitation. And what that means to everyone out there listening is scouts saw him do his thing in Los Angeles, and they were so intrigued that they wanted to see more of him. Basically, the most elite event you could have if you're a top NFL prospect, and that is arriving in Indianapolis for the big show. So, I mean, I ask this of all our guests, Andre. I mean, once you arrive at San Jose State, because you know everybody in your position wants this opportunity, but when does it kind of sink in? When does the idea that you have what it takes to, you know, what you're doing on Saturday is going to get you an opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
You know, that's been one of my dreams, you know, ever since I was little. So that's always been in the back of my head, you know, when I was in high school and college. As soon as I stepped on the field, you know, I'm trying to make it, you know, to the elite. So, you know, every time I stepped on the field, that's what I was thinking. So as soon as I got to San Jose, you know, I didn't play much my freshman year, but the snaps that I did get, I said, all right, you know, I got to put on film. You know, if I want to get to the next level, you know, I got to put on film what I have to. So that's always been in the back of my head.
Definitely, and you've done a fantastic job of that. And so, I mean, so you get this NFLPA invite. I mean, so, I mean, this is probably helped you again before you got to Indianapolis, because you kind of had a little bit of a routine talking to the coaching staff and these scouts. But what was it like your first time, you know, at the NFLPA game and kind of doing your thing and starting to rub elbows with these guys and them learning a bit about you?
You know, it was great. You know, since, you know, after the first practice, there's all these NFL teams coming up to you and wanting to talk to you. And, you know, being from San Jose, you know, we don't get as much exposure as other schools might. And, you know, after the NFLPA practice, you know, I got scouts coming up to me, talking to me. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm right here with everybody else, with all the other big school guys. So, you know, it's a great feeling for sure.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the San Jose State standout DB, Andre Chassere, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again or download it at your leisure, you simply type in his name, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Blast. You do that at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. You can find this link. And then we also have the College to Pro bio featured on the website, and we shouted that out last night. I hope you guys are enjoying that. We'd like to say it's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Andre as he makes his path towards April 26th. In the 2018 NFL Draft. Andre, I ask every guy that's ever been on this program, I mean, we're throwing you in the film room with these NFL scouts. You're watching some tape on them. What are those characteristics of the DP position where they're going to fall in love with you and say, hey, man, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some of the things that kind of stand out when you first turn the film on, you know, I'm a shutdown corner for sure. You know, I'm long, I'm lanky, I got good speed. I mean, I can cover inside, I can cover outside. You know, I'm very versatile, I'm athletic. So, I mean, it's really easy to see all those things on film as you start watching. You know, it doesn't take long for things like that to show.
It doesn't take long. And you saw, did the link I sent you, were you able to catch up and see what I wrote about you? Did you have time to see that?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely saw that. I love that. That was great.
Yeah. Did I miss on anything? Tell us what I missed on and what I should emphasize more on.
I think you hit it spot on. I mean, you hit everything. You know, I've played safety, nickel, corner. I'm versatile. I'm athletic. I got good speed, you know, chasing people down. I mean, I think you hit it right on his head.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm excited about you. Like I said, I mean, I think you're going to outplay your draft grade. I think you're going to earn a second contract in the National Football League. I think you have a very bright future. Like you said, when I knew we were getting you on, you know, I was excited because I think everyone out there needs to know about you because I think you're going to be a big name as we move forward in this process. So, I mean, does anything go unnoticed? And at this point, I really don't think teams would be, you know, not notified. But, I mean, I know you're a team captain. I mean, how about a film junkie, weight room warrior? What are some of those traits that they can't pick up on tape, or maybe even the listeners out there, they know you as, you know, the standout safety, but what are some of the things that they don't see on tape that make you the guy that you are today?
You know, I'm always in the film room. That's, you know, that's the easiest way to get a step ahead of your opponent. So, you know, I'm always in the film room taking care of my body, whether I'm doing, you know, regen stuff or if I'm getting an extra lift in, anything like that. And then another thing that's really good is that, you know, I have no off-the-field issues, no red flags or anything like that. You know, I got my family now, so I stay away from anything that could possibly, you know, be negative towards me. So, you know, I'm a really good off-the-field guy, great character, all that good stuff.
You are all that good stuff. And I'm sure plenty of people were ringing you, calling you up when you were going through this process, wanting to represent you, but you're with Mike Swenson. What did Mike bring to the table where you knew he was the best fit for you?
You know, just talking to Mike, we just, from the first time we talked, we had a great relationship. I could just tell that that's someone I could really open up to. He could really open up to me. And, I mean, he says he's just brought so much to the table. He's taught me so much in the time that we've known each other. I mean, our relationship is great, and I think that's the number one thing for me.
And Andre, the one thing about I love about Mike is on my side of the fence is, you know, I work with so many agents, and some agents just have a great eye for talent. And when I mm-hmm. hear who Mike signs or who he's going to represent, I usually get excited because I knew these guys, again, usually are guys that are going to stick and make an impact at the next level. And I think
mm-hmm.
you're going to kind of keep that tradition going nonetheless.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, talk about, like, the combine. I mean, what was your favorite part about it? What were some of the surprises of it? Because not many people get to experience what you just went through.
I mean, the combine, it's a great experience, man. Being around all the other top college football players in the nation, being around all the coaches, GMs, coordinators, everything like that, it's amazing. I mean, for me, my favorite part was just being around all the coaches and whatnot, you know, being able to see head coaches, things like that, and actually meet with defensive coordinators and, for me, you know, defensive back coaches and, you know, kind of pick their head with talking defenses and things like that. That was by far my greatest takeaway from it.
Awesome. And you don't have to mention the teams, but, I mean, upcoming, or maybe you don't, but, I mean, team visits and all those things that come with being in your position. I mean, have you gone on any or any upcoming?
Not any team visits. I got a couple – or I have two teams I'm going to go and do their little pro days that they have. You know, just some local teams up in San Jose. So I'll hit the Raiders and I'll hit the 49ers.
Nice, nice. You're excited about it?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm excited. They're coming up April 12th and April 18th, so I'm getting ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time. Once again, Andre Chancheret, the standout San Jose DB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft with this standout defensive back, Spartan All-Mountain West. He was a team captain. He was an NFL PA invite, and that launched him off to the NFL Scouting Combine, where he did a terrific job. And, again, in the truest form of the matter, he is a pure shutdown corner. People like to look at those stats, but he kind of, like, baits those quarterbacks in, and teams shied away from throwing to him. So it makes an exciting time for him going through this process. Andre, I could keep you for another 2 hours, but I know your time is limited. So before we let you go, we do always like to have some fun with you guys and ask a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right, now, this is a big-time game. I'm lining up against you. I'm a wide receiver. I'm very chatty. This is a big play. I could possibly beat you on this route to win the game. I've been in your head all the day. Are you chatty back, or are you kind of quiet?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely chatty back. There's no way I'm going to let you just get off smooth and easy. There's no way.
Is there, like, a staple saying? Is there, like, a your trademark thing that you tell these receivers? Or just whatever comes to your mind?
Yeah, it's kind of just whatever comes off the top of the head. I don't think I've really ever said anything twice, you know. It's always something new.
Excellent. And how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. It's a very in vogue thing right now to have something painted on your shoes. If you could see anything down there on your feet, what would you want to see?
I think now, especially, you know, I've started a family, probably, you know, my son's name or a picture of him somewhere on the side or on the toe of the cleat or something like that. I think, you know, when I get up in my stance and look down real quick, that'd be extra motivation. And now I'm really locking somebody down.
You are locked. That's very nice. I love it. And then the final question before we let you go tonight. This particular question I enjoy asking you guys. For you, as you go through this process, and again, we're under a month away before this thing gets started. But nonetheless, you were at the scouting combine. You made the rounds. You're in the Adidas suite. You went to the Nike suite. You got on the Under Armour gear. Were you able to bring everything back home with you, Andre, or did you have to leave some stuff behind and possibly maybe even leave it in your room or give it off to people to the airport? Because I've heard those stories.
Oh, I mean, that was definitely hard. I think I packed just about everything. I think I took everything, but my bags were about ready to pop. They were busting through the seams and everything. I might even have to pay an extra couple of dollars because the bags are so heavy.
Yeah, see, I try to tell everybody, anybody I have on before the combine, I go, you better bring some extra money or an extra duffel bag because you get so much free stuff. It's a big deal. And my buddy Chris Williams, he's the man that designs the cleats for Adidas. Did you like your Adidas spikes, your cleats?
Oh, yeah, man. The Adidas ones are great. I love Adidas.
Cool, cool. That's why we just get a little shout-out to Chris. Hey, Andre, man, you're a fabulous kid. I appreciate you taking your time today. I know, you're a dad. You're a prospect. This is the busiest time of the year. And for you to share your time with us, everyone out there and myself, we appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. As we always say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Once again, that is Andre Chancere, the standout San Jose Spartans DB. Again, if you folks want more of this show with Andre or any of our other featured guests entering the 2018 NFL Draft, you simply log on to iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, type in their name, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Class. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.